This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's Football Sunday here at WEEI as we move into the 12 o'clock hour, just an hour away from the 1 o'clock kickoffs. Quick update, it is still 13-13 in Madrid. The Commanders and the Dolphins, just an absolute trip to the dentist of a football game.
Yuck.
Here. A root canal, if you will, and someone's going to have to win it. I don't know. I had Miami minus 2.5.
Commanders are on the 1 yard line, 4th and goal, so we'll see how this plays out.
Okay, but. Well, something's probably going to happen here. I don't know.
Something's got to give.
Something will give, I think. Shout out to Rich Keefe there. And let's go ahead and get back to our main topics of the day, in particular, Drake May, who Ted is not here anymore, but says he thinks is the best player in football right now. He is the odds on leader for MVP. And I know that we were talking about this off the air a little while ago. MVP in the traditional sense means most value to your team. But if you take it more literally, like most valuable, let's say every player in the league was put on the trade block right now.
Yep.
Is there a player in the league with more value than Drake May? I'm not sure that there is. I think that if he was out there, if the Patriots decided, hey, let's trade Drake May, they would get more back for him than any other player would fetch in the entire league right now.
I think the argument could be made that Patrick Mahomes might get more fetch back just because he's a, you know, 3-time Super Bowl champion, been there 5 times, 2-time MVP. But outside of him, like, I don't think it's crazy to suggest that Drake May would fetch more than anybody else on the market. When you talk about age, contract, ability, all those things, I think he brings so much to the table at such an affordable price right now. And again, he's like the 3rd youngest starting quarterback in football. I think you're absolutely right, Arcade. I think he would fetch more as a like a trade value.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, we've all done the classic Madden franchise draft.
Right, yeah.
You start at the beginning. He's probably the second guy off the board, first or second guy off the board.
I'm upset.
I know.
I'm upset.
Did he get stuffed?
No, I'm upset because it's like Jaden Daniels has one injury-ridden season, and we forget that he went to a conference championship after beating the Lions last year and laying a
beat down
on Detroit. We haven't even seen Drake May in the playoffs yet, and I'm not saying that to like say that I think it's going to be bad. I think he's going to be good, but I'm not putting Drake that high. I still think that he's probably equivalent with Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels' season last year now feels underappreciated because everybody completely writes him off this year because of the injuries.
I picked him to be the MVP this year before the season started, just for the record.
Yeah,
that was my MVP pick.
I also don't think people are writing him off. I think he is still very much a value.
It's like,
but
you don't even say his name anymore. He's like Voldemort in that draft class.
Well, he's hurt, and he didn't play that great in the games that he did play in. And that may be something for Drake May next year, but I'm talking about in the snapshot of this year right now, November 16th, I don't know. I think Drake May is just through the roof right now. Yeah. I mean, it's not even close, I don't think. Between him and Daniels, it's not close.
And I also think when you watch Drake May, like, I don't think he's reached his ceiling. Like,
that
I think
too.
There's still a lot more
growth. Of course you don't think that.
Yeah, of course I
do. Do you think he is?
Has he reached his ceiling?
In week 11 of his second season?
No, because I don't
season?
Think we haven't seen a game where he throws like five touchdowns.
Yeah.
And it's like totally out of his mind. One thing about that Vrabel quote that you played at the beginning, when he says the only thing that stops us on offense is us, it's like a little bit, he's like throwing shade a little bit to some of the other, to the defenses that they've seen.
A little bit, yeah. I can see that.
Come on, that's a little shade.
Like, they can't stop us. We can still stop us.
He basically said, nobody can stop us. The only thing that stops us is if we turn the ball over. Well, I mean, the Steelers came out after that game and said, we watched so much film on Ramondre Stevenson fumbling, we actively went for him.
Yeah, but, like, to be fair, too, in that game, you don't fumble the ball five times, and it's not just Ramondre, everybody else involved. You don't turn over the ball five times. I mean, they kicked Pittsburgh's ass up and down the field yardage wise. They just kept turning the ball over. Like, if you don't turn the ball over,
yeah, but it's not like that was happening in a vacuum.
No, I'm not saying it was, but like, it wasn't all just Ramondre fumbles either. Like, they can say they watched all this tape on Ramondre fumbling, but like, Antonio Gibson fumbled, Drake May fumbled, Drake May threw a pick.
The Ramondre fumbles were the worst ones.
Agreed. Yeah, the one going into the end zone, most notably. Agreed. But as Ted pointed out earlier, Drake May also threw an interception in the end zone. That's, if that's a touchdown instead of an interception, they win the football game.
Yeah, that's true. And there's been, like, halves where I thought the other team's defense did. Like, in the second half of the Saints game, like, the Patriots weren't really...
They scored 3 points.
Right. Yeah. Like, they didn't do much there. And that was, I thought, you know, as good as the Saints can be, probably, at making adjustments in the second half, which is what I think the Patriots have really excelled at a lot this year. But, yeah, there's been... I wouldn't say there's been a whole game like that.
That was a particularly, I thought, a little bit boastful thing to say.
Yeah, it was.
Because who else... You look down the rest of the schedule... Is there anyone in the regular season and then anyone you could possibly see in the playoffs who has a defense that you feel like could really disrupt this offense?
Denver, if Pat Surtain is healthy.
Okay.
I think the Colts defense is pretty good, too.
I don't think so.
I like the Colts defense.
I think the Colts defense are a bunch of frauds. I watched Atlanta kick their ass up and down the field just a week ago. I saw the Rams absolutely light them up earlier in the season. I think the Colts defense is a bunch of frauds. I think the Patriots defense is somewhat on fraud watch just because of the inability to stop teams at the beginning of the game. It makes me very nervous that a team like Kansas City or Baltimore scores once and just continues to roll because they have more cards to throw at you than someone like Dylan Gabriel or Justin Fields.
Isn't that what we said about Tampa?
So like what did we say about Tampa?
We said like, they can't have this happen against Tampa and we got to be careful there. And then they beat Tampa.
Yeah, I agree.
They were shorthanded.
I would give the caveat that, you know, Tampa with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Emeka Egbuka is a lot different. And Bucky Irving is a lot different than the Tampa team that you beat. And so I would just say the one, like, real kind of calling card you have is that second half against Buffalo, which was just, it was really good. Like, the whole team played really, really well in that game. And so I think that's the one game you could point out and be like, all right, maybe the defense isn't frauds. And I'm not saying they are. I would just put them on fraud watch is where I'm at.
Houston Texans are in the hunt. That's a defense.
That defense. Yeah, but
that's a legitimate defense.
I don't think they'll make the playoffs, to be honest with you.
They got the Titans this week, so that's probably a win.
You have to overcome... all three teams in the two of the three teams in the AFC West, right? Because whoever doesn't win the division, those two other teams, whether it's Denver and LA or it's LA and the Chiefs, are going to get in to the playoffs. And then you have to overcome, I guess, Jacksonville you could overcome, but you're not beating the Colts for your division. So it's like you're going to have to pass maybe you could pass Jacksonville. I guess they're technically in the hunt. But then you also have to consider Baltimore and Pittsburgh. So
yeah. It's not going to be easy, but that is a team that's sort of lurking at the moment, so it would be a possibility. What did we just see there?
That was a fumble? Muffed punt by Washington. It's Miami's ball. Oh, boy.
Hell yeah.
That 2.5's not dead
Sorry,
yet,
Michael, but hell yeah.
Christian.
Okay, very good. 617-779.
Sorry for that interruption.
7937 is the phone number. We've been talking a lot about Drake May, his value, what he's been able to accomplish so far. We could be watching the beginning of a generational run here, but as Mego sort of pointed out with the Jaden Daniels thing, as we saw just a couple of years ago with the Houston Texans and CJ Stroud, this you do get a false sense of security early on in a young quarterback's career. When things are going well, you just sort of think this is how it's always going to be forever.
Yeah, it's
going
to go well, and he's just going to keep getting better.
Right.
Like every season,
like in Madden,
it's just going
to
be better.
So the progression every year is going to get better.
So this was my big issue, too, is like, doesn't that make the trade deadline look even worse?
Yes.
Right? Because you have to seize the moment you have. You don't always get put in a position like this where you are legitimately in contention for the number one seed in your conference. Joe Burrow's hurt. Lamar Jackson's been hurt. Kansas City seems down a little bit. Like, there hasn't really been this kind of opportunity in the AFC in quite some time. And so being so stand pat at the deadline to me really stands out as such a failure, because I understand that everybody's like, well, there's not a lot of depth. You got to keep your draft picks to be able to keep depth on this team for the years to come. I get that. But like, there were players to be had for draft picks that weren't going to impact you immensely, right? Like Jalen Phillips goes for a third rounder. Rashid Shaheed goes for a fourth and a fifth. There are guys like that out there. Logan Wilson goes for a pick swap in the sixth, seventh round that you could have added just to make your depth a little bit better, and you refuse to. And so I think that to me is kind of like the big thing that stands out.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. I would like to know. And I guess I could do my own legwork to try to figure this out.
But why would you do
if
that?
If someone else could break the information, I would appreciate it.
Tom, go do that. Yeah, go find the information.
Like, who was doing all of the legwork on the trades, on the possible trades? Like, I would love to know what Vrabel, if you think that Vrabel was the one who was making the final call at the trade deadline, like what he was presented with in terms of the prices. What kind of phone calls were exchanged, where we heard reporting from guys like Tommy Curran saying, well, the prices were really high. Like, they were high for the positions that they were looking at. What does that mean? Does that mean like, hey, they're just at, you know, they're asking for a first rounder, a second rounder, or is it like they really won't part with a third rounder? Because that would indicate to me like, well, that's frustrating because you do have to take advantage of the moment you're in.
And I would ask, like, what are the positions?
Was
that
my
hunting?
Dog? That was my dog.
It's what the folder says.
Killington.
Nice. Interesting.
All right.
But like, also, like, what positions were they hunting? Because Buffalo called Miami about Jalen Waddle, and it was over a first round pick this year compared to next year. If I'm the New England Patriots and I had any sense that Miami was willing to deal Jalen Waddle in the division for a first round pick, and then I think the other pick was like a third round pick next year, I would have done that in a heartbeat. I mean, you're going to be picking, if you finish first overall in the conference, you're picking in the late 20s anyways. It doesn't matter. That first round pick is irrelevant.
Irrelevant? It's not irrelevant.
You're,
come
on. You're
a first round pick?
You sound crazy on many fronts
like Jalen
right
Waddle?
Well, you know.
It's not even a
Jalen
no,
Waddle was a top 10
Jalen
pick.
Jalen Waddle's very good, but he hasn't been a top 10
Jalen
pick production-wise, I don't think.
I disagree with your entire argument right
Waddle's
now.
Good, but I don't think he's, I mean, I think
you wouldn't trade this year's, knowing where the Patriots are right now, you would not trade a this year's
for a wide receiver. I'm not sure.
No,
I
love the wide receiver room right now.
I don't think wide receivers is a bunch of a position in need anymore. I don't. I'd trade it for an edge rusher, maybe. I'd trade it for Myles Garrett.
And honestly,
you know,
I don't know
if I'd do it for Jalen Waddle.
I don't
want
to disrupt the chemistry.
And I like Waddle. He had a great play in this game. But, I mean, listen, it's not like the Dolphins are, you know, flying high on the Jalen Waddle express here. Like,
no, but
you
I mean,
know,
he's been
fine.
As the number one receiver post Tyreek Hill injury, he's been fantastic. He's been really, good.
He's very good against Buffalo.
He's been fantastic. And, like, Miami's just a bad football team, which is why he's not even better. You put him now on a Drake May-led offense with Stephon Diggs on the other side of him to help alleviate some of the coverage issues. Like, I mean, you're talking about a legitimate star possibility.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, listen, I don't think you make him any worse. I'm not sure I would do that. I'm not sure I'd trade a first round pick for that position. I'm
at
just
that
not
age,
sure I'd go there.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
No.
I don't even think it's a question.
617-779-7937
I didn't think I'd be so far away on
is
this.
The phone number. Well, when you said a first round pick doesn't matter, right? The pushback on
a late 20s first round pick compared to a guy you're getting that was a top 10 pick is awesome and already under contract. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Has Jalen Waddle been a Pro Bowler even?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure. I'm genuinely asking. I'm not sure. Let's go to the phones. Jake is in New York with a thought on Steph Diggs, who was a big part of the reason why I'm not that horny for Jalen Waddle. Go ahead, Jake. Jake?
Hello?
Hi, Jake.
I had a question about Stephon Diggs and Alex Bregman.
Okay.
Do they play comparable roles for their respective teams?
Okay, well.
Interesting.
Sure. I guess Bregman. Yeah, I'd say they're similar. New guys who made an impact, veteran leaders that accepted that role and embraced that role right away. I'd say they're very similar in those in those ways. Alex Bregman was on a boat with Cardi B doing Pink Drug. Remember that? Everybody remember all that happening? No, but yeah, I'd say in that sense, yeah, they're very similar.
Diggs' aura 1,000 times stronger. I don't like the comparison. I get what he's saying. He's like talking about the younger players you know, setting the standard and helping them along. But,
and also being productive. I mean, Bregman had a good year.
Yeah, decent year. Yeah. I think Diggs is having a better year. Like, you're getting more than you expected from Diggs.
Oh, definitely. I didn't think he'd play the first month of the season.
Exactly.
From that injury,
I don't think you got more than you expected from Alex Bregman. I think you're getting way more than you expected from Stephon Diggs.
All right.
I think that's the big difference.
I have a silly question about Stephon Diggs on the other side I want to ask you guys.
Oh, very
silly.
Good.
I love
a good silly question. That is Chris Scheim. He's got What's Trending. And when we come back, the mystery will be solved. Our big mystery segment's coming up after this.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Your New England Patriots beat the New York Jets on Thursday Night Football 27-14. We've been talking about that game quite a bit here on WEEI Football Sunday. International play is underway in Madrid, Spain for the first time ever. The Miami Dolphins now at the 6-yard line in a game that's tied 13-13 with about 2.5 minutes left. We'll see if Miami can punch this one into the end zone. They were 2.5-point favorites entering the game. In the 1 o'clock window, we have Panthers at Falcons, Buccaneers at Bills, Texans at Titans, Bears at Vikings, Packers at Giants, Bengals at Steelers, and Chargers at Jaguars. In the 4 o'clock window, Seahawks at Rams is a massive game in the NFC West, 49ers at Cardinals, Ravens at Browns, and then the other massive game at 4:25, the Kansas City Chiefs head to Denver to take on the Broncos in a battle for the AFC West. On Sunday Night Football, we have the Detroit Lions at the Philadelphia Eagles. You can catch all the action for that one right here on WEEI. Kickoff is at 8:20. Bye weeks in the NFL this week, Indianapolis and New Orleans. And in non-football news, your Boston Bruins beat the Canadiens 3-2 up in Montreal yesterday. Charlie McAvoy did leave early after getting hit with a slap shot in the face, hoping he will be okay. They take the ice again tomorrow night against the Hurricanes. And the Celtics welcoming the Clippers this afternoon to the Garden. Tip-off is at 3:30. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Brian Clark, the voice of reason, which is weird, but with the other guys on ESPN, Cam Newton, Bart Scott, etc., some level-headed and, I think, accurate analysis there about the Patriots, their remaining schedule. They have the Bengals coming up a week from today. That's in Cincinnati on December 1st, New Year's Day. They have the Monday night game against the New York football Giants. Then after that, Buffalo, Baltimore, close out the season with the Jets and the Dolphins. This is going to be difficult, these next four games anyway, without Milton Williams, which was a big announcement this week. Williams, who left that game on Thursday night, did not return. It's a high ankle sprain, and it's an IR stint. That means he has to miss four games. They don't play Buffalo for like a month. It's November 16th now. That game's on December 14th, but it's not about the time. It's about the actual games that get missed. So he has to miss four games, and that will be the Bengals, Giants, Bills, and Ravens at minimum. What do you guys think about this injury, and how much is that going to affect this team's very stout run defense so far this year?
I'm disappointed. Milton Williams has been awesome this year, and it's going to be tough without him. Luckily, I mean, Cincinnati and the Giants aren't going to be, I don't think, the biggest tests, which is nice. But that Buffalo rushing attack is good, man. James Cook has been really good this year. That offensive line is strong. You're going to feel the impact, I think, in that one. And then again, you get Derrick Henry the week after that, which is tough. I think it's interesting that they ended up putting him on IR. You mentioned how the Buffalo game's a month away. That clearly means that they either want to make sure he's fully healthy for the playoffs, or that it's a little worse than it seems, because it felt like he could have gone back into that game on Thursday night, and yet here we stand. He has to miss now four games, including the bye week.
Yeah, it's very curious, because the way it was going Thursday night, it seemed like, oh, we're going to hold him out of like precaution, and
yeah,
then it comes out
like
that
he was on the sideline
that
jumping.
It's a pretty serious injury, and so... Look, it's...
Has he tweeted about it since then, by the way?
No,
I don't think so.
Look, it's such a minor thing, but has he gotten a slap on the wrist for that or anything?
I don't know. Do they even care about that?
Does
this regime even care about that?
It's against league rules.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can't be on social media during a game.
During a game, okay. Yeah, well, probably then, but I don't know. Doesn't seem like... There's only been one public punishment, right?
What was that?
Barmore.
Oh, no. But I'm not even talking about the team. I'm talking about from the league.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think the team gives.
There would be. Yeah, I don't think.
Unless, his manager was signed in for him or something and tweeted it out. I don't know.
Yeah, something along
just
those
lines.
He's like shouting over to his manager, make sure you credit Barmore on that.
All right. Normally at this time, we get to the top Ted list. Ted had to leave early, so what we're doing here is a just past midseason Patriots quiz.
Ooh.
I'm pitting Mego against Shime.
Love it.
I knew it was going to be a quiz show.
I love quizzes.
This is what I do.
This is the best.
He loves quiz shows.
I love a good quiz.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
This. Hell yeah.
I'm nervous. This is why I said earlier in the show I was nervous.
I'm thrilled.
Don't be nervous.
He's
this
a
makes
big
me very
quiz show
excited.
Guy.
All right, here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to go down the list. I have about 10 questions or so here. I'm going to ask you alternating questions. One of you gets it wrong, the other one can steal. And whoever has the most points at the end wins the title of the Just Past Midseason Patriots Expert, okay?
You can call it the mini-bye.
Mini-bye, yeah, sure.
Mini-bye expert?
Just a little more condensed.
Cool. All right, who wants to go first? Do you care?
I'll go first. I'll give it
Mega
a go.
Mega wants to go first.
Go for it.
All right, here's your first question, Mega. Which two Patriots are tied for the team league in touchdowns with five each?
Hmm. Ooh, five each. Well, obviously, Travion Henderson is one.
That is one.
Is the other one, give me... part of me wants to say Kayshon Booty, but he hasn't played for a couple of weeks now. Is it just Drake May?
You got half of that right.
Okay.
I won't tell you which half. Shime, you can steal.
Yeah, so it's Travion Henderson, and then I think it is Kayshon Booty.
It is Kayshon Booty. He has five as well.
Should have
gone with your gut.
He front-loaded that so much.
All right.
Okay.
Here you go, Shime. This one's for you.
Hell yeah.
Three players have recorded two interceptions for the defense, and three of them combined lead the team. Name all three of them.
Oh, boy. I don't even know. Marcus Jones. Who else has two interceptions? Spillane.
I got this one.
And I'll go with my last one with Jalen Hawkins.
That's correct. You got all three of them right.
Well done.
Very well done.
I thought I was going to get that one.
I thought that was going to be an early like
couple.
I was
like, so
I was like, I can't even think of one. And slowly get there.
All right.
Shime's going to kill me in this.
Mago, back to you. I don't know about that. Okay. These two newcomers lead the team in sacks with 6.5 and 5.5, respectively.
Okay, so one is definitely Kalavon Chasen. And is the other one Harold Landry?
Yes, that is correct.
Well done,
Mago is on the board. Shime leads 2-1. All right, Shime, this is for you.
Okay.
Who scored the first touchdown of the season against the Raiders?
Ooh, that's a great question.
He doesn't know.
Who scored the first touchdown of the season against the Raiders? You're right. I don't know. I'll go with Drake May.
Incorrect.
I remember.
Mago, who scored the first touchdown of the year against the Raiders?
Gimme Booty.
It's also wrong.
Damn.
We were looking for Pop Douglas. Pop Douglas had the first touchdown of the year.
I don't even remember that.
Not me either.
I just remember it was a huge booty game.
Yeah.
Big booty game.
Mago, back to you. The Patriots' largest margin of victory this year was a 29-point win over which team?
Tennessee.
It's wrong.
What?
It's incorrect.
Am I an idiot? Wait, what did I miss? What did I miss?
They beat Tennessee by 18.
Okay.
31-13. But that was not their largest margin of victory. What was it, Trent?
The largest margin of victory was...
Ooh.
Was it the Cleveland Browns?
Also incorrect.
Oh, my God. How do we not have
this? It's the game they scored 40, right?
This is why I hate the quiz show, because Arcan's just trying to embarrass us.
No, I'm not. It was the Carolina Panthers. They beat them 42-13.
I forgot that game existed. Shime.
Tough show in there.
Shime. It's been 11 games that we're already forgetting.
Oh, it's all right. I still lead. Was it 2-1? Still me, right?
Yes, 2-1, still you.
I want the caveat out there. I did consume tequila last night.
Oh.
I think that's affecting this.
Sick breath.
Good job,
Bob. Okay, Shime, this is to you.
All right.
It's a Drake May question. Drake May's best single game passer rating was 140.1 against which team?
It was against. Was against the Cleveland Browns.
Wrong. Mago?
I'm going to go with Tennessee again.
Also wrong.
Gosh darn it. What was it?
It was against the Saints. He went 18 for 26,
really?
261
Ew, but that
yards.
That was so smelly.
Yeah. I guess three touchdowns.
They didn't really pass that much in the second half.
And that was it.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, you know what, though? That wasn't even his best one. That was the one where it was 140, well, but the best one was against Carolina again, 155.6.
Well, that game actually didn't happen. So.
I'm pretty sure he had like close to a perfect pass rating in one game.
He did. That was
Shime,
the one.
We're getting exposed.
Yeah.
Fine.
Well, I was at the wrong question right
so
there.
So was the quiz host.
Okay. Mego.
Yeah?
Does Drake May have more fumbles or more rushing touchdowns so far this year?
Fumbles.
Wait, really?
Fumbles lost, I should say.
Oh, well, come on here.
That was a bad one.
That was a technicality.
That was a bad question.
Is that
Strike
right?
it from the record. Strike that one from the record.
He has two rushing touchdowns and only lost one fumble.
How many fumbles does he have, though?
Total fumbles? I'm not sure.
He definitely has at least two fumbles.
Total fumbles, he has six.
Okay!
But he's only lost the one?
That's why I'm trying to double check. I'm pretty sure he's lost
more
than one
fumble. So, excuse me, because you asked the question that way, I believe I win
that
question.
So, he only lost a fumble in the Steelers game?
So can we have a ruling? Can we have a ruling, young Tom?
I see.
Arcan's in charge.
Because rushing here, I'm looking at fumbles rushing. I only see one.
This is bull crap.
Lost fumbles. He has two lost fumbles this year. He has one lost against Atlanta and one lost against Pittsburgh.
All right, well, I'm looking at his stat page on ESPN. It does not
this
say
This is
that.
Tremendous radio.
According to StatMuse,
two guys
lost
Googling.
Fumbles.
All right, let's get back to the game here.
Yeah.
And I know that these are right.
Okay.
Travion Henderson, who am I asking this to?
This is Shime.
This is Shime's question.
Even though I got the last question, I think that should count.
No,
Travion Henderson.
Yes, he asked it. I won it the way he asked it.
That's true. Travion Henderson is the third Patriots rookie to score three touchdowns in a game. Who are the other two?
Oh, I remember seeing this graphic. Three touchdowns. Rob Gronkowski and... Ooh.
Can I just go
I will go,
now?
Go with... Fudge. I'll go with Curtis Martin.
Wrong. Close. You got one half of them. Mego, can you steal this one?
Including playoffs, that would be Rob Gronkowski and Sony Michel.
Sony Michel. Three against the
Chargers.
I was
between Martin and Michel.
Read my column, dude.
Very well done. All right, Mego, back to you.
Yeah.
Robert Spillane leads the team with 90 tackles. Who is second on the list with 53?
Oh, yikes.
Ooh, who is second on the list in tackles? I'm buying myself some time here. Golly.
I think I know. This
feels kind of stupid. And I know it's not Gonzalez, because obviously he missed all that time at the beginning of the season.
True.
Is it Woodson?
Oh, it's not Craig the Eraser Woodson. I will go with, you said the number was 53?
53.
Give me Christian Ellis.
Christian Ellis is correct.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good job, Shane.
Good, well done. Well done. I didn't even think of that name.
Back in the lead.
Whew.
Good one there. Okay. Let's see. Henderson is also the first rookie to have multiple rushing touchdowns in consecutive games since who?
Since Sony Michel?
No.
Interesting.
Multiple in consecutive games. Do you know this one, Mega?
Is it Damian Harris?
No. Curtis Martin, who did twice in 1995.
What were you doing in 1995?
I was three.
What were you doing?
I don't know, trotting around my living room, playing with blocks.
Okay.
All right. This is kind of a tough one. Is the Patriots' turnover margin positive, negative, or even?
Oh, wow.
This is to me?
Yeah.
Well, since you threw even in there, I'm going to say even.
That's right. It is even.
This
12
is
giveaways
trickery.
And
that's
12 takeaways.
That's just reading the structure of the question.
Good job,
right,
you.
We've
Thank
come
you.
Down to the end. It's a tie. Both of you have three correct each.
And I get the first answer.
It's like Final Jeopardy over here.
This is a tiebreaker question, okay?
We should be able to buzz in.
It's you guys may want to write these ones down.
You've gotten more first questions than me anyway.
No, it's a tiebreaker question. You both answer it, okay?
Yeah,
so you're both going to answer it.
Did you count my question that I actually answered?
I lost track of all of that. I know I have three for you and three for Shine. Okay, so we're going to do the tiebreaker.
I don't have a piece of
Just got a little foobar. Sorry about that. All right, here's your tiebreaker question. How many total yards have the Patriots rushed for as a team through these first 11 games?
Oh, smelly.
How many team rushing yards do they have through 11 games? I'll take the closest without going over. If you both go over, just whoever's the closest.
All right, total sorry. I'm doing math yards. Over here.
This is the first number that came in my head, so I'm just going to throw it down.
Okay, I'm gonna make this
They're
more
writing
of a realistic
right now.
Number.
I'm ready.
Okay, you want to go first, Shime?
Sure. My number 887.
Oh my god, I did 884.
Holy smokes!
Wow.
884 and 887. The correct answer is 1,242.
Oh,
Shime wins. Congratulations.
I can't believe
Way
they
to go,
a thousand.
Shime.
Neither can I.
The running game stinks so bad.
I originally was going to go 787. I'm like, wait, Travion had 100 in that game against Tampa Bay, so I added 100.
I just was told something in my ear, by the way.
What's that?
Thomas just pointed out Jonas Gray was a rookie, and he had multiple touchdowns in a game.
He had four in that game against the Colts, and then
Was he a rookie that year, though?
Yep, he missed practice the next day and was never heard of again.
Right, yeah, then you never saw him again, but he did have that big game with
it
the four touchdowns. Yeah, and he was a rookie, but he
Shout
only played
Cody
that
on the phone.
One game. Good job, Kobe. Okay.
God, Chime, can you believe we didn't remember the Carolina game?
No, I can't.
That was like a terrible look for us.
I'll tell you what, that was pretty bad all around. I had a bunch of questions that were wrong. You know, you guys missed
you
a couple of easy ones.
You screwed up the question.
I know, I'm saying.
Oh, so you're including yourself.
I'm including myself. I screwed up, too.
Can I ask you my silly question now?
All the way bad. I haven't done a quiz in a while.
It's all right.
I gotta get back.
Can we do this more often? I like quizzes.
Sure. Well, we do have a bye week.
Nervous.
We do have
a
Monday night game.
Taker.
Like we do have more opportunities for
this. Yeah, we do. And a game's gonna get flexed.
Arcan knows. So while I'm a pretty good test taker, I'm really bad at what I call auditory processing, but it's really just listening.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I have trouble with the questions.
Totally get that.
You lose. Good day, sir.
So my question is about Steph Diggs.
Okay.
Do you guys, can you think, what is the most recent athlete that has as much charisma, swag, charm as Steph Diggs? Because I was thinking about that Alex
in
Bregman
New, like
comparison.
In Boston?
In Boston, New England sports. Who is more charming, swaggier than Stephon Diggs? What's the last athlete that we had of that level?
Charming and swaggy.
Yes.
Ooh.
Thomas has an answer.
Jason Tatum, hands down.
I was going to say Tatum or Brad. Yeah,
he has
like
zero
one of them.
Swag.
He has
so has zero swag. He has lots of swag.
Those curls, the diamond earrings. No. The way you feel about
and
Drake May is
how I feel
about Tatum.
What are
he
we
has
doing?
So much. He has silent Riz, Sean. No. You don't understand.
Silent
he's got two
Riz?
Kids and he's only 27. He's got
silent
Riz.
Silent Riz? Stop. I like that.
I mean, anybody
he has zero
can do
charisma.
That. Famous, you know, well-known women. Not to the Steph Diggs extent, because obviously Diggs has got that market cornered. But yeah, let's see.
Also, I just received a text about the quiz from John Lyons.
Mm-hmm.
The question I answered about back-to-back games with multiple touchdowns, apparently Sony Michel did that in the playoffs in 2018.
Did he?
Yeah, according to John Lyons.
All
but
right, well,
I would have
yeah.
only had two-thirds
very
of the question
technical
right
over
so.
Here.
No.
I want Arcan's answer to this question, because I feel like the last time that we had somebody with like this much of a personality where people are very interested in what he's saying post-game and what his stuff is, I don't like the ending of this Miami-Washington game at all. I would say is Gronk.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Which is a long time ago.
I don't think
that
Diggs is, I don't know. I mean, I feel like
very
Gronk was a much bigger.
Very
like,
different. But
Diggs at this point in his career, I feel like, is a lot more muted than he used to be. Like, you know, like he's still very cool and all that.
It's also early days here.
That's true. I feel like he's not, when you hear him talk, it's very sort of like team oriented. I feel like it's not that same kind of, you know, cocky attitude that he had and, you know, the funny stuff he used to say. Like, I don't feel like you're getting as much of that as you did when he was in Buffalo or in Minnesota. Like, you know, it was just, he had like kind of a different attitude. He was different on the team too. He wanted the ball more. He would make a big deal about it. You know, like he's not doing that anymore. Not to say he's like not cool anymore,
no,
but he's sort of lost,
super
he's
cool.
lost his edge a little bit when it comes to that
so
stuff. Wouldn't you say?
But who is the, I guess, like biggest charmer? Because Ted always
biggest
says,
charmer.
He's not here, but Ted's always like, oh, Diggs has just charmed you. He's a charmer.
He is.
And so, like, who is the last athlete that was a charmer that way? Like, had that,
know.
Carried himself that, was able to carry himself that way? Because we don't really have him.
Kevin McHale.
I was going to say Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett
is a great one.
He didn't really ever go out, though, you know? Like, it's not like he was kind of an introvert, you know?
Yeah, but, like, he was unbelievably charismatic.
He was,
and a
true.
Huge personality.
Being able to talk to the media
yeah.
and work a room.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say Kevin Garnett is up there.
That's a long time ago, Shime.
That's a very long time ago.
Like,
yeah.
We haven't had any. Ortiz, maybe?
David Ortiz.
Yeah.
Ortiz was charming that way. There was
David, but these are like larger than life kind of people. Like Steph Diggs, I just don't consider that way.
It's because you haven't been in
he's
a room with him yet.
That's true, I haven't. I haven't been there, but like, part of what Ortiz wasn't even so much like what he said or what he did. It was just who he was, you know, like that was just such a big,
it's
such
big
a
poppy
big character. Yeah. Like, I feel like Diggs doesn't have that same kind of thing. No, am I crazy? Like Gronk.
No,
too.
I think
like,
you're
Gronk
absolutely
was,
right.
Gronk was like this big character. Like Steph Diggs is a cool guy. Like there's a difference, you know,
mm-hmm.
Does that make
yeah,
sense?
And I also think too, it's that like with Ortiz and Garnett, they're just like these amazing Hall of Fame icons in that regard, where Steph Diggs is just like, he's a cool cat. Like, that's what he is. Like, mm-hmm. He's awesome. He's this swaggy, charismatic
Meow.
Human being. Yeah, like, it's just, I don't know. He is very different than anything we've had in this city in a very long time.
Would you put somebody like, I don't know. I just is
Tim Thomas.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, are there any Bruins
no.
that were leaving
no,
were
there's
out?
No. Like, I guess the closest thing, and it's not, it's totally, it's this is hockey.
Tyler Seguin.
Yeah,
Tyler Seguin, he was kind of in there.
Right? That's actually
some
great.
Similarities there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's a good question. We can think about that, and also we can think about all the lines that we like today.
Oh, baby.
All the games, all the picks, all the props, everything that's coming up as things get real greasy here in the Degenerate Hour. It's the Football Sunday. Christian Arcan, Shime, Mago. We're back for one more segment right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Nice little moment there after the game. Will Campbell coming in, messing with Drake May. Drake May telling him to buzz off. Nice little laugh. Couple of buddies. That you can tell that there's some love already in that room with those
100%.
Guys. And I was reading about this today with Mike Reese, the offensive line. They all hang out. Like, all the position groups seem like they're, you know, pretty cool with each other. There's not like a lot of egos, button heads, and things like that. Which, when a team's winning, even if that stuff is happening, maybe you don't hear about it as much. But it really doesn't seem like that's part of the mix here in this team right now, which is pretty cool to see. And with some time off, maybe they can bond even more. Let's get to the phones here before we get to the gambling segment. We'll start with Ralph in Cranston, who has a thought on the most charismatic Boston athlete of the last however many years. Go ahead, Ralph.
You know, thanks for the call. You know, you guys are too young to remember, but there will never be another one. He was close second to Derek Sanderson in his day. And I'm a little boy. This guy was not only a great hockey player, he really screwed his life up with drugs, but he had this long hair. You know, he went into partnership with Joe Namath in a nightclub, but there was the Date with Derek contest. He was so popular with the women. There was a Date with Derek, and they had this contest. The woman who won it was 58 years old, because I know Sanderson. You know, the woman who won it was 58 years old, and the husband would not let her go.
That's pretty good, Ralph. Thanks for the
Can
call.
Can you imagine if we did that today?
Oh, no.
Like date with Drake?
Well, Drake's married.
That's true.
So, yeah. I don't know. It would have to be somebody who's, like,
forbidden.
Very,
it'd be even better,
very publicly
Will's
single.
In a relationship.
Date with Diggs.
I mean.
Diggs is in.
Not married.
Well, he
not
is.
Not married.
I'm
single, ready to mingle.
I want to be friends with Cardi B. I don't want to be in the middle.
Let's try Bill in Newburyport. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. About that question there, I've got two names for you. Randy Moss.
Good one.
And Cam Newton.
And Cam Newton.
Oh,
not
great
bad.
One. That's it. That's the answer.
Cam Newton, when he was here, I thought was a little, I don't know. I wasn't,
at the beginning, everybody was locked in.
Yeah, that's true.
He is a charmer for
early
sure
on.
When he would do the radio interviews at this station.
Yeah. Now I, like, can't stand the sound of his voice. That's just neither
Drake
here nor
May
there.
Just because he doesn't give any analysis whatsoever.
None. Right. Just says
none.
Things. All right. We're going to give you some analysis quickly on the games today. Let's go, Thomas.
Cash rules everything around me. money, dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is the time of the show when we get real degenerate.
I'll take the Browns and the points at +8.5.
So give me Geno and the Raiders.
I can't bet against Indiana Jones.
I'll take Tennessee.
You are a degenerate.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's an easy, easy Chargers bet.
So it's a terrible game, but it's the perfect game to bet.
I'm not sure. Have you, like, played football?
No, Mac, we haven't, but we do have some thoughts on these games coming up here. One game has gone final already. The Dolphins in overtime get a 3-point win over Washington. They cover the 2.5, which is not what the public was thinking. The money was on Washington there to cover the 2.5. But we have a whole slate of games at 1 o'clock. Mega, let's go through them quick, I guess.
Okay, let's start with Tampa Bay at Buffalo.
I guess I'll take Buffalo here. I don't love this game. Tampa Bay's banged up. It is in Buffalo. Buffalo needs to win. They need to win as many games as possible coming down the stretch here. So I guess I'd take Buffalo. The play I really like in this game, Baker Mayfield to have 210-plus passing yards is +103. That's where my money's at.
Wow, that's pretty good. I think I like Tampa here. Buffalo, I think, can win this game, certainly. I just think the number's kind of big. 6 or 6.5, depending on which book you're looking at. So I'd go with Tampa getting that close, at least.
Up next, with Daboll out, Green Bay Packers are in town against the New York Giants. Who you got, Arcan?
Okay, so the Giants are a home dog, 7, 7.5, again, depending on where you look. I think Green Bay, as disappointing as they've been this year, is not going to have too much trouble with Jameis and the Giants, so I'll take them and touch them.
Yeah, so this is where I'm not going to pick the game. Instead, I will look at the total. I love the over 41.5. It's a low total, and Jameis Winston's playing in the game. Either he throws a bunch of picks and the Packers score a bunch, or he throws a bunch of touchdowns and the Packers have to keep up. Either way, I like the point total going over. Give me over 41.5.
Next up, we have the Bengals against the Steelers. Shime.
This game last time they played was an absolute shootout. I would look at playing a ton of player props in this one. My favorite one, Pat Freiermuth to have 2 touchdowns in this game is 20-1. He had over 100 yards the last time the Steelers played the Bengals. That's where I would lean. I'd be looking at player props and even a total play. It's 48.5, a little high, but look at all like Jamar Chase's numbers, Pat Freiermuth, the tight ends for the Steelers are the big numbers.
Yeah, they certainly are. Aaron Rodgers is coming off a real bad performance. I'm not really into him this year. I know the Bengals are still waiting for Burrow to come back, but at 5.5, I'll take Cincinnati to keep it close enough.
Okay, we have the LA Chargers at Jacksonville. Shine.
Yeah, I'm all over the Chargers here. Give me the Chargers. I'll lay the 3. Jacksonville's just so banged up. I don't believe in their offense. I don't believe in Trevor Lawrence. I think the defense is talking. We talked about Fraud Watch earlier. Their defense is a bunch of frauds. Give me the Chargers laying the 3.
There's some steam on this one. The Chargers getting 71% of the bets, only 53% of the money. So the big, big money's coming in on Jacksonville, who's only getting 29% of the bets there. I don't often do this blindly because I kind of agree with what you're saying there, but I'll go with Jacksonville to make things interesting.
God, this is a bad game. I'll throw it to you first, Arcan. We have the Texans at the Titans.
Okay, it's Davis Mills. It's a division game. They're getting 5.5 on the road. Tennessee, I mean, listen, mostly I'm just doing this because this is what Ted said. Tennessee is so bad, and that defense in Houston so good. That could be a touchdown right there. So give me Houston minus 5.5.
Yeah, the survivor pool play every week is just pick against the Titans. I will take the Texans and lay the 5.5, even with a giraffe at quarterback.
Next up, we have the Bears at the Vikings. Shine.
Talk about ugly-ass games. I don't like this at all. I think it's kind of weird. Minnesota needs it more than Chicago. Minnesota is at home. I'll take the Vikings laying the 3, I guess.
Yeah, Vikings here, they had a real nice win a couple weeks ago against Detroit, and then they blow it against Baltimore last week. Chicago's defense, not very good. This one's kind of a toss-up for me, but I'll go with Minnesota, too.
This one's a little interesting, these two teams. Let's go with Panthers at Falcons. I'll start with you, Arcan.
Okay, this one here is a, I don't know, type of game where you sort of look to who the home team is, and another division game, too, kind of Schmidt teams. Bryce Young is whatever magic he had seems like it's over here. So I'd go with Atlanta, and I'll take the I'll lay the 3.5.
I'm with you. I am on Atlanta. Bryce Young is kind of done.
I think we're running out of time. Just real quick, I'll get you guys for Sunday Night Football. Lions at Eagles. Who you got?
I'll take the Eagles. Their football is ugly, but they just win football games, man. I'll take the Eagles by less than a field goal.
I'll take the Eagles as well, and that's all the time that we have here. I want to say thanks to everybody tuning in. Shime, Mego, great job. Ted Johnson, Thomas back behind the glass. We're back next Sunday. We'll talk to you then. Enjoy the football, everybody. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.